Welcome to Snack Size Language, the podcast that teaches you snack size language lessons to help you reach new heights in just 5 minutes.
Snack Size Language is brought to you by Language Conquer. You can learn more and check out the show notes for this episode by visiting languageconquer.com/24.
I'm Shannon Kennedy, and I'm here with my sagacious co-host, Caitlin Zacassis.
Hello. So, that one really threw me off today, Shannon. So today we're going to show you how to count in Korean. Now, there are actually two ways to count in Korean, just like in Japanese. So there is the Sino-Korean way, which is derived from Chinese, and the Native Korean way. Now, just for this episode and to keep things simple, we're going to focus on the Sino-Korean way because it'll help you count the most right now. You'll use these numbers for things like math, the names of the month, counting objects, and money. So, are you ready, Shannon?
Nah.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it. One is 일. 일.
일.
Good. Two is 이.
It's one in Chinese.
Yeah. 이. Three is 삼. 삼.
삼.
Four is 사.
사.
Good. Five is 오.
오.
Mm-hmm. Six is you.
You.
Seven is 칠.
칠.
칠. Eight is 팔.
팔.
Nine is 구.
구.
And 10 is 십.
십.
Yes. And these numbers can be stacked together to create bigger numbers. So 11 is just 10 plus 1, so it's 십일.
십일.
십일. 12 is 십이, and so on. And when you get to 20, it becomes 2 plus 10, so it's 이십. All the way up to 100, which is 백.
백. All right, so here's how you can put what you learned in this lesson into practice. Practice counting everything that you can, and working your way up to 100 by stacking the numbers together. You can practice this no matter where you are. Count sheep in Korean at bedtime, count how many red cars you see while driving, or the seconds until your food is done in the microwave. All right, Caitlin, you have a trade secret for us this episode?
Yes, so since Korean has two number systems, it can sometimes be confusing to know when you should use the numbers we learned today. But an easy thing to remember is that with these numbers, the Sino-Korean numbers that we just learned, they are used for all numbers bigger than 100. And that's because the other number system, the native Korean numbers, only go up to 100. So that's kind of an easy way to tell the difference as you get to larger numbers. It's always going to use the numbers we learned today. And you will use these numbers that we talked about today for most things except age and hours of the clock. Those are two big things that you will not use these numbers for. So let's review. One is 일. Two is 이. Three, 삼. Four, 사. Five, 오. Six, 육. Seven, 칠. Eight, 팔. Nine, 구. Ten, 십. And of course, as we talked about, you can stack them. So 11 is 십일. And 12 is 십이. And so on. Once you get to 20, it is 이십, and all the way up to 100, 백.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review. We love your reviews because they let us know what you enjoy most about what we're doing, so we can keep doing more of it, and it also helps other language learners like yourself find us. You can share your thoughts on the podcast at languageconquer.com/review.
And would you like to keep learning with us, which we hope you do? Then you should join Language Conquer. Each month, we release a new language quest to help you reach new heights with passion-driven language learning. Find out more at languageconquer.com.
And once again, you can learn more and check out the show notes for this episode by visiting languageconquer.com/24.
All right, that's it for today. 안녕히 가세요.
안녕히 가세요.